We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. We are having a compelling conversation with the president and founder of Block 6 Analytics. That, of course, is Adam Grossman. He is a leading expert in sports sponsorships and analytics. And one of the things that we want to carve out some time and talk about this, Adam, is what businesses can learn from sports analytics? How can they help them?
Yeah, it's, again, a really good question. And one of the things that people would normally say is that actually sports have learned a lot from businesses. You know, analytical concepts in terms of evaluating performance or evaluating different pricing is something that is originally derived from other industries. For example, dynamic ticket pricing in the sports industry really came from, there's been dynamic ticket pricing, probably the most example that people know the best is airline pricing, right? Tickets
right,
for
right.
airlines. You know, airline tickets vary over time, so why can't we apply that to sports? But one of the things that I think is really interesting about it that it has started with sports and I think can go into the business area is this idea of winning above replacement, or a metric that we developed at Block 6 Analytics called revenue above replacement. And one of the things I think that gets short shifted in business is that decisions about hiring can be made in a vacuum, or saying that, you know, a CEO is worth X amount of dollars because of the value he's generating for the organization. And whether the CEO, whether it's a man or a woman, is generating value, it's certainly something to look at, but you have to compare that to somebody else, right? What baseball has done in the core metric is called wins above replacement. So in baseball, a replacement level player, so basically what they're comparing is a current player compared to a replacement level player. Mm-hmm. What a replacement level player means is who could we just plug in basically from on the street at any point, and how would he perform on a team? So think of that as like a AAA level player in baseball. You can always go to AAA and plug in a AAA caliber player into a Major
right.
League Baseball. So how does a player compare? Because, right, you're not making decisions necessarily in a vacuum. You're comparing it to who else is available. And the idea, and we've done that from a business concept. So we've compared not just how their performance on the field, but when we're talking about revenue above replacement, it is how does a player's on-field and off-field performance contribute to a team's top-line revenue, so how much money it makes throughout the course of the season. And individual players will have different impacts depending on the teams that they go to. The idea here from a business perspective is you shouldn't be comparing individual employees in a vacuum. Who else can you get, and how can you determine their performance over time? And one of the things that, you know, that's really been helpful from that perspective is that baseball really has been focused on collecting numbers and collecting data for a really long time. And businesses, you know, when you talk about analytics and big data, well, sports was the home of big data for a lot longer than big data has probably had as big of a role in the business arena today. So one of the key strategic focuses, if you talk to any CEO today, is how do we analyze big data? Well, again, sports were already on the forefront of how you analyze big data in terms of actually collecting data. So the idea of collecting data and any kind of performance metrics so you can make better decisions is a way that, you know, probably you could argue has started more with sports and now has infiltrated with business. But, you know, they're very, like I described, is there something that business were doing that have now come over to the sports side, and there's something that sports have done that have now come over to the business side? And one of the other things that businesses really need to look at is sports teams, if nothing else, are really good at developing brand awareness. You know, people know who the sports teams are in particular cities. They know, you know, who the baseball team is, or who the basketball team is, or who the NFL team is. You know, businesses could definitely learn, particularly from a marketing and an engagement, you know, particularly if you're talking about individual customer engagement, on what mm-hmm. sports teams have done. And, you know, that's not necessarily using analytics, although you can definitely use analytical concepts. But the idea of creating brand awareness, being able to resonate and develop this affection and loyalty with a group of people who feel like they're bought into a, you know, your favorite, if you're talking about, for example, the Cleveland Browns, the city of Cleveland has bought wholeheartedly into the Cleveland Browns. And yet, you know, none of the individual people necessarily are owners of the Cleveland Browns. And that's to the credit of the Browns and to the credit of the NFL and credit of sports more generally, as they build this equity arrangement where people feel like they have an ownership piece in the brand or in the team, even though they literally have no ownership stake whatsoever.
Hey, Adam Grossman with us just a few more minutes at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the president and founder of Block 6 Analytics. And obviously sports analytics, it is on fire. It is the rage right now. And I'm sure there's times you just step back and just the massive changes that have taken place, not in baseball, but straight across the board in all sports, all professional sports over the past 10 years. I mean, these guys are relying on it heavily.
Yeah, and I think you can even use a little bit, maybe a little bit earlier in terms of the line of demarcation. When the book Moneyball came out, which really focused on basically the 2001 season, and the book came out in 2002, and from where that has been to where sports is now, you know, basically nobody or very few people were using analytics. That's why the book Moneyball and the movie Moneyball exists, right, is that the Oakland A's were one of the first people to use it. And, you know, when you talk to GMs now, they said, you know, if I knew about analytics 20 years ago, I would have, you know, I would have been the dominant GM in sports today, or a dominant sports general manager in 20 years ago, because it was such a, you know, it's made such an impact, and you can evaluate player performance in such a different way that it really is something that has revolutionized the game. And one of the things, and this is a little bit of an esoteric analogy, but you know, it's kind of like the difference between quantum physics and Newtonian physics. And I don't want to get too, like, you know, I don't want to lose too many of your audience with that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like Newtonian physics was basically based on, we can see certain things happening. And because we can see and test those things happening, you know, things have to occur in a certain way based off the laws of nature. And what Einstein and his essential insight is, some of the laws that we thought were laws, in particular the idea of time, is not what we think it is. And we have to really go at a more, you know, a quantum level or an atomic level or the smallest level we can possibly go to understand big ideas. And that's really what's happened in sports, right? We've been able to drill more into how players actually perform on a more granular level because we have data. We have technology, you know, wearable technology is a really good example. But we can get more data than we ever could before.
Teams, organizations, always looking for that competitive advantage, always looking to succeed. And you break it all down, why we perhaps should believe in the numbers. The great Adam Grossman has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the president and founder of Block 6 Analytics. Check out his stuff online. Adam, always a true pleasure. Great job in hour number one. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two. You stick around. MLB coming up next.